So yeah, here it is. Some Boys by Death Cab for Cutie. And we are back. So that was Some Boys by Death Cab for Cutie. So yeah, that's one I've been listening to actually quite often recently. I've been enjoying it. So next up, let's see here. I got a few. Yeah, let's go with. So this song I played last semester on the one show that I did. But honestly, I haven't listened to it in a long time. And it's off of Khalid's debut album, and it's called Coaster. And for those that know me, they know this song is kind of like, I've got a lot of, it definitely puts me in the feels, but like, I really like it. And but at the same time, I think it's about kind of overcoming problems and issues in your life and realizing that, you know, you're good on your own and that, you know, you need to be happy with who you are. So... But yeah, so this is one I do like to listen to, but I haven't listened to it in a long time. So yeah, this is Coaster by Khalid off of his debut album, American Teen.
As time passes, I feel so low. searching for peace is covering up the holes. I fight for your love, I fight for your soul. I throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you. Maybe you weren't the one for me, but deep down I wanted you to be. I'll still see you in my dreams. All the things that I did for you just wasn't it for you. So I'll be coasting, I'm rollercoasting through my emotions. I will be coasting, rollercoasting. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Moving on seems harder to do when the one that you love moves faster than you. I gave you my all, I showed the proof, realizing you weren't worthy. You don't deserve me. As time passes, I'm feeling high. You're not the one I'm thinking of tonight. I may not be over you, but I'll try inside. I'm feeling better now, finally feeling special now. I'm coasting, I'm rollercoasting through my emotions. I will be, yeah. Coasting, I'm rollercoasting. I noticed you weren't the one for me.
And we're back. That was Coaster by Khalid. In fact, I think that year after he dropped American Teen, I think he actually was named, I think, Best New Artist, which is crazy because he was like 19. He's like younger than me. So, you know, what am I doing with my life? Anyway, moving on. I was thinking about playing a little bit, I guess, not as popular of a Weezer song, but I just love this song so much. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've probably heard this song a million times, and it's nothing new or anything, but Say It Ain't So is just, like, it's probably my favorite song by Weezer. It's probably their most popular song, but I really don't care. So it's my show. I guess I can put on whatever I want. So yeah, here's by far my favorite Weezer song, the classic Say It Ain't So, off of their Blue album, which, as many people, including one of my friends who's a huge Weezer fan, says their Blue album's the best. So, yeah. But anyway, here it is, Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Thank you.
And we're back. So Sailing Solo Weezer, yeah, it's an awesome song. Fight me if you disagree. Anyway, next, I guess this is a little more obscure, but it's probably their most famous song, if not their second most famous song, excuse me. It's Short Skirt Long Jacket. People who are friends of mine definitely know this one. It's by Cake. Yes, that's the name of the band, Cake. And it's off their album, Comfort Eagle. I'm not sure if that's their debut or not. But anyway, it's a good song. I don't know. I think it's a lot of fun, and it's like there's a lot of truth to it, I think. But it's, I don't know. It's just, it's a great song. Found it again. My friends showed me freshman year, and kind of been listening to it on and off since then. But yeah, great song. So here it is, Short Skirt, Long Jacket. And that was Cake by, excuse me, that was Cake with their song Short Skirt, Long Jacket. Yeah, definitely an interesting sound, but I don't know, I very much enjoy it. Next up is probably it is definitely one of my favorite bands, Phoenix, off of their album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, which is like super old, like 2008. They have so much newer stuff that I really need to listen to, and probably should be playing that instead of this. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm stuck back in 2008 music between Vampire Weekend and Phoenix. So yeah, here is this is their song Rome. I really like it. I know some people that really don't like it because they think it's repetitive as crap, but I can understand that, but I don't know, I really enjoy it. So so yeah, here it is, Rome by Phoenix.
Who's the boy you like the most? Is he teasing you with underage? Could he be waving from a tropical sunset? Static silhouette somehow, single in his bed someday, quiet till it falls, falls. Roam, 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 focus, looking forward, the Colosseum, oh no, what did I say, what can I say? Roam, roam, many tears have fallen here, I'll be driving you look the other way.
I stand outside of-
And that was, we're back, and that was Rome by Phoenix. So next up, let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So is there any, so 6 songs in before I played Vampire Weekend. I think that's a new record. Anyone listening, and if you continue listening to my show, you should keep track and let me know. In fact, maybe I'll even try to go an entire show and not play Vampire Weekend, but that would be really hard. So this one, as you can imagine, as I've alluded to, is Vampire Weekend. It's the song Step off of their Grammy-winning 3rd album, Modern Vampires of the City. And my God, am I excited for them to finally drop this 4th album that supposedly they've been working on for a long time. There's been some changes in the band. I think their original percussionist left, and so now we have a new percussionist. But the percussion is always really good in this band. Everything I think about Vampire Weekend is great, but of course I'm biased. So, you know, without further ado, I guess, let's go ahead and play Step by my favorite Vampire Weekend.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll home in New York with champagne and disco. Tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda. Your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignore all the tales of past life. Said a conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks who would laugh when they saw us together. But they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them, they huddled down Astor. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master. Get close enough, the wisdom of the fellow. What she on about? I feel it in my bones. Feel it in my bones. Strong enough, I'm ready for the house. Such a monster, love. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for you. Stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, girl, you're not old yet. Gloves and ropes, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm ready for the house. Such a nice month. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about?
And that was Step by Vampire Weekend. So I actually came up with a great idea, even though it's over halfway through my show. So obviously everyone knows the Oscars was over a week ago now, but that means it's never too late to throw in some good soundtracks from movies. So right now I've got three, and hopefully more to fill in the rest of the, see how much more time we've got. But I'm going to start off with one that's probably it's my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie, even though they're all of them, most of them are pretty good. But Reservoir Dogs sticks out to me. So this one is from the classic. This one's from the if you know what scene this is from, it's pretty hilarious. It's somewhat hilarious, also very gross. This is Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. And this plays as the cop gets his ear cut off by one of the robbers. So in the warehouse. So if you want to find the scene and play it with this song, it makes for a good experience. But anyway, if you haven't seen Reservoir Dogs, you really should. It's a fantastic movie. I give it 5 stars because I think it's amazing. So here it is, Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel.
Skating.
So that was Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel from the classic movie Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, that was Quentin Tarantino's directorial debut and possibly also his best film. So, too much time I have. Okay, yeah. So next up, I'm going to play a classic. Usually you would never catch me dead playing Adele on this show, but for those that know me, they know I'm an absolutely huge Bond fan. In fact, before I came over here, I was in the middle of watching The Living Daylights, one of the very few Bond films I haven't seen. So to continue with the movie, Oscars feel tonight, I'm going to play homage to one of the more recent Bond films. In fact, an Oscar-winning song, Skyfall by Adele. So let's get right into it. Here it is, Skyfall. Thank you. So that was Skyfall from the movie Skyfall. People say it's Daniel Craig's finest Bond film. I highly disagree. I mean, it's a very good Bond film, but Casino Royale knocks it out of the park. Yeah. Casino Royale, you really see Daniel Craig really want to be Bond and try to prove all the critics wrong, and he does, and he shut everybody up with that performance. So yeah, see Casino Royale if you haven't, and then come talk to me if you still think Skyfall is better. But don't get me wrong, Skyfall is still a great movie. I love almost all Bond movies. So next up, I think I'm gonna go. There's a little more of a sadder tune to it, from the movie La La Land, which for those of you who know how it ends, it's pretty depressing. But also, it's kind of beautiful. So, but this song is I don't know. I've always found the song very beautiful. Even though Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling are the best singers, I think Emma Stone did a very good job with this song. And this is the audition at the end. And it's called The Fools Who Dream. So yeah, I'll get right into it. But yeah, it was, I remember watching this movie. It was definitely very interesting. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people say it should have won Best Picture. I think Moonlight was very deserving. Moonlight did deserve Best Picture, I think. But they were both phenomenal films. I think either one, I would have been fine with either one winning. But yeah, and then of course we can never forget the terrible mistake that happened that year at the Oscars. So, all right, well, enough of me babbling as I can tend to do. But anyway, here it is, Audition or The Fools Who Dream from La La Land.
My aunt used to live in Paris. I remember she used to come home and she would tell us stories about being abroad, and I remember she told us that she jumped into the river once, barefoot. She smiled, left without looking, and tumbled into the sand. The water was freezing. She spent a month sneezing, but said she would do it again. Here's to the ones who dream, foolish as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that ache. Here's to the mess we make. She captured a feeling, sky with no ceiling, sunset inside a frame. She lived in her liquor and died with a flicker. I'll always remember the flame.
She said she'd do it again.
So, yeah. Great song. Definitely very emotional, very powerful, very strong, raw. But yeah, great delivery. Great singing, honestly. Yeah, and for those of us like myself who are lost in this world and trying to find love, although that sounds really emotional, it's beautiful. But moving on from all that bull, how about this is a song that I play that, like, you can ask some of my friends who know me, like, this song, I'll just, you know, I can't help but dance. If you could see me when I'm playing the song, I'll probably be dancing in the studio. So, but yeah, this is a great song. This is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. And I think it has so many aspects to it that are great. And I just think it's a great song for us to finish on. And yeah, and it kind of finishes off with the Bohemian Rhapsody thing, although that movie's debatable. I haven't seen it, so I can't judge it completely, but I've heard mixed reviews. But beyond that, the one thing I do know is that this song is amazing, and I think it's a great song to end on, to at least bring up our spirits after a song like The Fools Who Dream. So yeah, here it is, the classic, Don't Stop Me Now, by the one and only Queen.
A real good time. I feel alive. And the world is turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now. Don't stop.
And that's it for tonight. Thanks for those, if anyone was listening. Honestly, I don't really know. But yeah, thank you. Thanks for anyone that was listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful night. Once again, this you're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Culture Hour with your host, Brian Craven, or as I'm also affectionately known as Mad Dog. So thank you very much and have a wonderful night.
Shooting down, shooting.